60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Before we get into that, though, have you seen the news?
Lots of news.
Around us everywhere.
Yeah, thanks, Jubal. A lot of things happening in
Big
this world.
Big news today in the world of sports.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy how much sports have changed over the years. Athletes keep getting stronger and faster.
Are there robots? I'm like somewhat convinced.
Stadiums keep getting larger and larger. And referees just won't stop getting sexier.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hello, referees.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, check out the buttons on that one.
Pay attention, all right? But the news this morning is from the NFL. They're making a big change. For the first time in NFL history, an NFL team will feature male cheerleaders.
Hey!
Oh, my God. I saw these guys, and they're so awesome.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love them. I do. I love them so much.
I want to see.
It's not going to be
amazing dancers.
It's not going to be an all-male squad, but two guys were named to the LA Rams cheerleading squad this week.
Dude. And they're not just spotters, okay?
Yeah.
They're like dancers.
They're doing every single move that the ladies are doing.
That's the difference, because the Indianapolis Colts and the Baltimore Ravens already have dudes who do stunts.
Okay.
As part of their, like, cheer squad or whatever you want to call it.
But they're not really on the team. They just come out when you have to do a stunt.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they do stunts. Yeah. But these dudes will actually dance, too. Like, they'll do the performances.
They are so good.
That is awesome.
They're so good. They're so powerful to watch. I love it.
They're powerful to watch?
Yeah, they're powerful. They're powerful dancers.
Are they powerful?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have to check them out. I haven't really looked at them.
You need to see
their... those powerful legs of theirs do some kicks.
I will say I didn't think it was very fair, though, because in all the audition things, the girls are wearing like little tiny underwears and bras, and they get tank tops and shorts.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you should level the playing field. Those guys should wear the same thing as the women.
Yeah.
I want to see them in some little spandex booty shorts. What do they wear on top?
They need to do a crop top.
Crop top. There you go. I was like, what is it called? It's not a sports bra.
I got you. Don't worry.
Little crop tops, booty shorts.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today. Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who did you get?
I see a J. Oh, and then an O.
All right. Jose's got the shock caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Over the last week, I've asked you to name the top five highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time. I also asked you about the three animated movies that made the top 20. But did you know, out of the top 50 highest grossing domestic movie releases, there's only one film that came out in the 1980s. What movie was it?
I have a question. What year did Jaws come out?
That's 70s.
70s? Yeah.
70s? Dang it. Okay, then I don't know.
When did the first Star Wars come out?
70s?
Also 70s, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to know my first thought?
I would love to hear it.
E.T.
70s?
No, E.T. was 80s.
Everything? Boogie Nights? No, good. Yeah. E.T., was he really? Was it the 80s or was it the
80s? That was definitely the 80s.
I think it was 80s.
Look at Drew Barrymore in that film.
Yeah,
definitely
that's true.
The 80s.
Oh, yeah, she was, what, like 10?
No, younger than that.
Maybe younger?
I mean, she played younger than that.
I don't remember. Well,
and yeah, that's a Steven Spielberg film, which, like, you know, he's probably...
Goonies? Goonies was also out in the 80s.
Loved that film.
Oh, what about Terminator? Isn't that originally an 80s movie?
I believe late 80s, yeah.
And Alien. Alien was an 80s movie.
Okay, hold on. Let me rewind. Was Terminator a hit right away, or did it gain steam?
It was a hit right away.
The second one better, or the first one?
Yep.
And same with Alien. I remember Alien because I was in kindergarten.
Yes, because my mom
let her best friend babysit me, and she thought the alien was appropriate for a five-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
I had nightmares until I was in third grade.
I watched Alien 2 when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's children.
Mine was a little different. My dad sat there the whole time and talked about how he wanted to bang Sigourney Weaver. What? It was weird. It was a weird conversation to have with a child while you're watching Alien, but whatever.
You had different types of nightmares.
Yeah, I did.
You were scared by, like, multiple
aliens. Yeah, all over the place. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Did you know?
So that's how babies are made, Dad.
Oh, thanks.
Just watch the movie.
Yeah.
Did you know, out of the top 50 highest grossing domestic movie releases of all time, there's only one film that came out in the 1980s. What movie was it?
Man, I have to stick with E.T. specifically because Steven Spielberg, man, I feel like everything he touches turns to gold, so.
Out of the top 50 highest-grossing domestic movie releases of all time, only one was from the 1980s. It came out in 1982 and made $435 million at the box office. It's considered by many critics as the best science fiction film ever created.
Uh-oh.
Talking about Steven Spielberg's E.T., the extraterrestrial.
You got it.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome. Sorry, right. Jeffrey. Not sorry, actually. You've been punishing
me
lately.
That's true. You deserve
Take
this.
It.
Jose got the question right. That means Jeff gets the shot caller. He's putting that on right now. And we have the lyrics to
make him scream.
Sugar by Maroon 5. So Jeff can sing
Don't
that before he gets shot.
He's going to try and kill this guy.
I know this one.
Is that the one, Sugar?
Sugar.
No. Sugar.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, yes, so please. Sweet. Won't you come and put it down on me?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Because
I need
little love and little sympathy. Yeah, you show me good loving. Make it all right. Need a little sweetness
this
in
is
my
nice,
life.
Actually.
Your sugar.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Won't you come and put it down on me?
Seriously,
how does that feel?
Don't like it.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.